will I say? Don't really like the situation now. We are many. Okay. How many of you feel if I was born by a different family, things will be different? If my dad is rich, possibly I'll be better than this. If my mom was, if I was born to the royal house, maybe things will not be a struggle like this. Or if I was originally born in the UK, and that I don't have to fight immigration to come, maybe my life will be faster than this. Hallelujah. If you are not born with it, fight for it. If you are titling my message, that's message. If you are not born with it, fight for it. Because listen, every human being, we have an excuse to give. Harry, Prince Harry, continued to give an excuse. If I was born, the firstborn, it will be different. I will be treated different. Is it not? Meghan is why we say, if I was originally full white, I'll be accepted more than I am. Everyone at every stage, we have an excuse to give. Let's say we are dealing with deliverance. So this is a deliverance meeting. Don't think I'm just preaching. It's a deliverance prayer meeting today. God will set you free in the name of Jesus. Any orchestration that has gone ahead of you before you are born, that want to limit you, I remove it by fire today in the name of Jesus. Whatever the enemy is doing to keep you stagnant at a point, I remove it today in the name of Jesus. It is not necessary that you are born with everything you needed. But you need to fight for whatever you need. When I was preaching in the U.S., I said something. And I finished saying it, I begin to think about it. Don't let the family you come from destroy the family that will come from you. Can I repeat that? Don't let the family you come from destroy the family that will come from you. You can set a new start. You can start a new family. You can start a new pace of life. You don't have to repeat the mistake of your father. You don't have to repeat the mistake of your mother. Oh, this is the issues in my family. It does not have to continue. You can start something new. And I pray for somebody this morning that God himself will pull you out of your situation in the name of Jesus. Everything that has weighed you down, heaven will pull you out today in the name of Jesus. In the book of 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 8. 2 Kings 2 verse 8. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, and Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the water, and they were divided it at it. So they two went over on a dry ground. Who is Elijah? The only thing we know about Elijah is Elijah the Tishbite. That means he's from Tishbite. His father was not a prophet. So his father was not a rich man. He has no history. There's nothing you can talk to about what made Elijah. Elijah appeared on the scene to start something new. Are you hearing me this morning? You may not have a father that has a name. You may not have a father that gives you inheritance. You may not have a mother that gives you inheritance. But you can start something new. You can begin something. Your father's marriage may not hold. Your mother's marriage may not hold. But you can keep your home marriage. Am I talking to somebody? Your sibling may not do well. That doesn't mean your children must not do well. You can start something new. The Bible says Elijah the Tishbite. Suddenly Elijah appeared. You see, when you look at the Bible, Pastor, Elijah is not an Israelite. He's a Tishbite. Which means he's supposed not to be a prophet. They just said Elijah the Tishbite. And he showed up and he began to prophesy. And he began to do miracles. And he began to lead the children of God. Children of God, hear me this morning. You can start something special in your life. You can start something special in your family. You can start something special in your career. That you don't have it before, that does not define you. Where you are must not define you. You must define where you are going yourself. Elijah said, wrap his towel, his mantle, smote the water. The water parted. The Bible says, and the two of them went on dry ground. Who is this second person? This Elijah. Who is Elijah? Elijah, we don't even know where he came from. We just know Elijah is one of the prophets. The Bible recorded, it said, Elisha is pouring water into the hands of Elijah. It's not even one of the major sons of the prophet, but he took double portion. The Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy, it said, only people of the bloodline, a firstborn of the bloodline, can ask for double portion. Only those with double, who is a firstborn, can ask for double portion. Here Elisha came. It's not a son. It's not biologically related. And he got double portion. What is your excuse? What are you saying is not making you to make it? I beg to differ from your opinion today. You can excel. You can make it. You can carry answers to your prayer. You can excel in the field of your career. You know, that song says, you are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God. So it says, God is God. There's no argument. If you call upon him, he will answer you. He will not look into your history. He will not say, because your mother make a mistake, I will not bless you. He will not say, because your dad did not do right, I will not bless you. He said, there's no place for argument. There's no place. Your wandering mind is keeping you stagnant at a point. You wonder here and there, where I'm coming to today, is your family history should not be strong enough to stop you. Am I talking to somebody? Your family history should not be strong enough to stop you. Last Sunday, I was looking at the genealogy of Abraham. And they said Aaron died while Terah was still alive. And that is one of the sons of Terah. Terah is the father of Abraham. He died. The son died. That's the father of Lot. And Abraham began to carry it. But at the end, the father died. What else can somebody lose? You lose your brother. You lose your father. God still spoke to Abraham. He said, go. Abraham knew that what his father was planning to go when he died. He already called the family meeting. They have already made sacrifice. We are living here for Canaan. That was their plan. And they've started the journey. They got to Haran. And they all died in Haran. It's enough to discourage Abraham. Am I talking to somebody? It's enough to discourage Abraham and said, I'm not going away from here again. If God allow my brother to die, if God allow my father to die, you know, these are one some of the things we say. Why will God allow this to happen? You see, at times, when God wants to protect your life, he takes people out of your life. Can I repeat that? When God wants to protect your life, he takes people out. When God wants to bless you, he brings people into your life. So when some people are living your life, God may be protecting you. God may be preserving your life. Not everybody that left you are bad. There are some people to fight there with you, God cannot bless you. Am I talking to somebody? That, you know, the Bible says, Isaac was blessed. for Abraham, his father's sake. There was a king, Jehoshaphat. He came, he wanted to, his friend wanted to see Elijah. Elijah said, I wouldn't have come to him to see you if not for Jehoshaphat. There are some people that receive blessing because of people that are attached to you. But there are some people God needs to delete from your life. Because anytime they are with you, blessing will always elude you. But I'm not into that today. Where I am is this. Elijah. Somebody now woke up. He said, I want double portion of your anointing. You are not even asking for my anointing. You are asking for double. Do you know how I get my own anointing? Am I talking to somebody? We always complain about the prodigal son. Hallelujah. You know, the only reason why the prodigal son is, why people talk about them negatively, is because he left the presence of his father. There's nothing wrong in you asking for your own portion. Hallelujah. There's nothing. God, give me my own portion. You know, one of the prayers I begin to pray, Lord, I don't want people to celebrate me when I'm dead. Let them celebrate me here on earth. I went to see one mom yesterday, one of our elderly mother yesterday. She said, in January I'll be turning 80. I look at that woman, I say, she looked like 40, 45. Hallelujah. He said, the joy I have is I have my grandchildren. I have my children around me. He said, I'm supposed to have done the celebration in Nigeria. He said, we have church member, everybody there. He said, but my home will not be there. He said, there's no essence of doing it where my home is not. She will turn 80 in January. By the grace of God, I go carry her, but I go. I want to talk to someone. Now, how will Elisha ask for double portion when nobody has ever asked for double portion? Only God gives double portion willingly. But nobody has asked. How many people are here this morning who are seeking for double portion? Who are saying, I don't even want one single point I'm praying before. I want double now. I want you, Lord, to double it up. I want you to package it up. But there are process that must be followed if you want double portion. And that is what I want us to go through and we pray. What are the things that we need to do for us to get double portion? What are the things that must be done? There are stages in life. And I want to use this story as a stage for us to look at. The first thing that Elijah said, he said, let us go to Bethel. Hallelujah. I think that's in verse 1 or verse 2. I am not too sure of that. He said, let us go to Bethel. Can you check that for me? Whether in verse 1 or verse 2. He said, let us go to Bethel. That was the first instruction. Why is he going to Bethel? Bethel is a place of prayer. Anytime you need double portion, you need to go to prayer. You need to pray, you need to fast. Bethel is a place of, okay, that's verse 2. And Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee for the Lord that sent me to Bethel. Understand, there are two statements there. Tarry here, stay, let me go and pray. You don't stay behind when others are praying. You don't wait behind when others are praying. You join in the prayer. There are some things that you need to add fasting to. He said, let us go to Bethel. Bethel is the place of prayer. If you are seeking double portion, if you want to have more than what your father has on earth, you need to go to prayer. You need to pray. You need to trust God. And so the Bible said they went to Bethel. Give me verse 3. Let me take step by step before we pray. I have just 10 more minutes. And the son of the prophet that was at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, knowest not that the Lord, the master, will take your masters away today? And he said, yeah, I know it, hold your peace. Number 2 point is how to undo discouragement. how to undo discouragement. Look at this one. The sons of the prophet say, your master will be taken today. Your master will be taken away from you. How do you undo discouragement? Listen, when you are seeking something from God, you need to tell some people to shut up. You need to tell them to get out of your business. You need, it is none of your problem. You see, some people are not in church because somebody discouraged them. He said, church. Since you have been going to this church, what have you seen? They will discourage you. They will speak against your life. They will speak against what God wants to do in your life. But you need to be focused. You need to know where you are going. You need to know that God is the only one that can answer prayer. Hallelujah. God answers prayer. He still answers prayer. And we continue to answer prayer. He said, yeah, I know. I know my God is going. But you keep your peace. Sit down there and be gossiping. Sit down there and be talking about everybody. You will be here when I will become your elder. Don't join office politics. Don't join office discussion against the elder. Know what you are looking for. Know what you are seeking. Know what God wants to do in your life. I've shared it so many times in this place. When I first came into back in Andagnam, I was working in Fulham, and I transferred here. Anytime I go into the office, there are two gentlemen. When I say good morning, they answer, instead of saying good morning, they will say, when are you resigning? Two of them. When are you resigning? I say, why? Because your post will reserve it for this guy. And I said, that's not my business. Oh, somebody had them send it to me. I'm not saying once in a while, every blessed day. So, God, when somebody had them, he said, I should go and report. I said, no, I don't. I just said to that guy, I said, you will be here when both of them will serve under me. I knew where I was going. At the end of the day, when I became head of department, both of them were under me. Within 4 or 5 years, don't join politics that is going nowhere. Office politics, office this, office that. Elijah said, stay there. I know my guy is going, but don't worry. Let him go. We take it from there. May heaven support you today in the name of Jesus. May Jehovah shield you from every distractor today in the name of Jesus. Give me the next verse so that we can pray quickly. And in verse 4, and Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. And you said to me, oh God, we are going to Bethel. What do I say Bethel is? In a place of prayer. The place of prayer is Bethel. And he said, I have asked you to stay. He said, stay here. He said, oh God, wherever you go, I will go. He said, the Lord has sent me to, and he said, as the Lord liveth, as the soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. What is Jericho? Jericho is fragrance. Jericho is a sweet smelling. In the nowadays church, we call Jericho the praise. In your getting double portion, after prayer, add praise and worship. It's the fragrance. Add fragrance to your prayer. Don't squeeze face because you are fasting and praying. The Bible said when you are fasting, it said put oil on your head, smile. Hallelujah. So he said, let's go to Jericho. So they came to Jericho. They came to place of praise in your quest for double portion. In your quest to get what nobody has gotten in your father's house. They came again now. I said, knowing not that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today. Shebi, he has answered you before. He has told you to keep your peace. And he answered, yeah, I know it. Hold your peace. Shut your mouth. Leave my business alone. Hallelujah. Hey, that your church, how many of you are there? Hold your peace. Shut down your mouth. Hallelujah. You need to know what you are looking for. You need to be strong enough to pursue what you are looking for. He said, hold your peace. Let's go to the next verse quickly. So that, and Elijah said unto him, tarry, I pray thee. Elijah also discouraged him. Elijah, stay here. Tarry, I pray thee. For the Lord has sent me to Jordan. What is Jordan? Jordan is a place of narrowness. Jordan is a place of shredding. Jordan is a place where, you know, when you prune the tree, it is a narrow place where you need to let a lot of things to go. If you want to get double portion, you must allow a lot of distraction to go. A lot of one, they said, when we are, what is the English of that? They said, this is what this one is saying. Somebody is complaining, your clothes doesn't match, you're wearing green and purple. You need to let it go. You know, somebody was telling me, oh, they complain about the color of my mixture, color of my dress, the way it matches together. I said, which color? He said, purple and green. Is there anything wrong with purple and green? Huh? Pastor, dress well. Is there anything wrong with purple and green? What of those who add yellow to it? I saw people who add yellow, they add red. There are some things you will wear for, let them see. Like Sonny said, let them see. Give them topic to be discussing so that when you are praying, your focus is strong. Right? They say, ah, what is wrong with that? And you are focused. He said, I will not leave thee. And the two went home. Please, in the place of spreading of things, in the place of narrowness, in the place when you are being pruned, don't lose focus on where you are going. Don't say, oh, I am alone. At times, God does not work with crowd. Are you hearing what I'm saying? At times, God works with individual. God works with one person. God works with very few people. Hallelujah. That does not mean God is not with you because it is you alone. God will do what he wants to do in your life. It will bless you and nobody can stop it in the name of Jesus. So the Bible said he went into Jordan. Okay. Can you give me the next verse? 7. And 50 men of the sons of the world went and stood to view afar off. And they two stood by Jordan. Listen. Mommy, these 50 were original sons of the prophet. Elijah is more like a servant. Elisha was more like a servant. Instead of following Oga to collect mantle, they stood on the top of the mountain to see the effect of what is happening. Hallelujah. People will continue to look at you to discourage you. Listen, do you see whenever you see I'm talking of proper football team, like Arsenal, I'm not talking like Chelsea. Chelsea fan, don't be angry. But I'm talking a proper one like Arsenal. Like Arsenal and like Arsenal. The only team, isn't it? Like Arsenal and like Arsenal. You cannot see them playing football and somebody they pass to is looking at the crowd and is waving to them. Have you seen footballer? They pass ball to him. They were expecting him to score. And he was looking for his wife in the crowd. And he's waving. You focus on where you are going. People will always look at you to comment. People will always look at you to talk you down. People will always look at you that you are not good enough. But focus on where you are going. Am I talking to somebody? Focus. The 50 stood and they were looking at Jordan. And that is where the verse 8 came. So they look at him when, verse 8, please put it up. They were looking at it when Elijah picked his mantle and splashed the river Jordan. And the moment they crossed Jordan, there was separation. Those one may not even be able to see him again. But here lies the issue. When what you are praying for, when you see is not what you are expecting, what do you do? Can I repeat that? When what you are praying for is not what you see, what do you do? Because at times, you are praying for something, something different comes up. What do you do? How do you handle it? How do you handle it? The Bible says, after they have crossed over, the only somebody is looking for double portion. What he saw was the chariot of fire. How do I link what I'm looking for with the chariot of fire? That was the first time that chariot of fire is coming. Something, this thing is burning, this thing is consuming. So the chariot of fire came, and Elisha stood there. When he saw the chariot of fire, he changed his language. When do you change your language? When do you begin to see from Oga to my father? Give me verse 9. Ten. Okay, Liberty 10. He said, what you have asked for is a hard thing, but it's not impossible. Is that not what the Bible said? It is hard, nevertheless, it is not impossible. How many of us believe that? That my father was poor does not mean I must remain poor. Eh? My father's house. Luckily, my father built a house. We even have some of us here whose father doesn't have a house. That your father didn't build does not mean you should not build. Your story must change today. Amen. Somebody must celebrate you also today. Amen. He said, if you see me taking off, he said, you will get it. Somebody will get double portion of what you have been praying for today. Somebody go and start packing, planning for what you are praying for, because it's coming now. What you are praying for is coming now. Give me verse 11. I'm going to lead 11, 12, and I lead people to pray. And it came to pass that they went on and talked, and behold, there appeared a chariot of fire, and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by wild wind into heaven. I am asking you for double portion. All of a sudden, this keke carry you go. That is where the language changed. Next verse, where the language is. And Elisha said, saw it, and he cried, my father. What was he crying before? Oh, remember, my master, thank you, man. He was referring to my master. He knew only father give inheritance to sons. Can I repeat? Only father give inheritance to son. He has served Elijah as a son. He has been pouring water. He has been following him. So when it comes to now calling him father, it was easier. When do you change your language? When do you begin to address God as God? When do you begin to address God as who he is? When do you begin to say, oh, God, you are my father. You are not just God of everybody. Baba Adeboye will call God my daddy. There has been something that has gone between the two of them for him to change to my daddy. Who is God to you? You know, few days ago, about 2 weeks now, I think I shared it with my wife. And I was praying. And God was telling me, he said, there are some prayer I'm praying as a father for people who don't see me as a father. That's for another day message, not today. That's a prayer we pray. There are things you give to sons that pastor doesn't give to members. There's a time of transposition in between the two. Hallelujah. So he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel. He didn't call it the chariot of fire. He said the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. But the moment he said it, something has to drop. There's a physical thing that need to drop. There's a hand that needs to be laid. There's an oil to be poured on your head. I said, and he hold onto his clothes and rend them in two pieces. Just a little piece of it. Hallelujah. Just a little piece of it because of his consistency. Because he went with him to the place of prayer. That is better. He went to him with him to the place of vagrants. That's Jericho. He went to Jordan. That's the place of linen, the place of separation. There are things you need to separate yourself from others to get it. Because if not, issues that has been repeating itself will continue to repeat itself. Hallelujah. This morning, I am here to pray a deliverance prayer. I want to agree with people who are tired of repeating the same mistake. Hallelujah. Somebody will say, Lord, I just need double portion of your grace. I just need this. That this is a norm in my family, I don't have to continue with it. That this is what happened to my uncle, happened to my auntie, it doesn't have to happen to me. Lord, turn things around. Patterns are easy. The sons of prophet, Pastor, do you know they still remain sons of prophet when Elijah became prophet? Huh? They still remain sons of prophet. Can I shock you? Even the servant of Elisha was not from them. Gehazi came from somewhere else. Because they just occupy position. Listen, there are people who are going nowhere that you associate with. And what they will do is to continue to discourage you. Cornerstone Fountain Church, if we want to move forward as a church, we should have to be individualistic. You have to say, it is me and my God. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what anybody is doing. I will serve my God. Because when God will bless you, God does. There may be a communal blessing, but there's an individual blessing greater than communal blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are days of visitation. It is your decision that takes you to the place of visitation. I pray that you will get there today in the name of Jesus. So what am I saying is this. If you are not born with it, you can fight for it. If it doesn't operate in your family, you can fight for it. It doesn't have to be the same story. You don't have to help the devil to continue the same negative stories in your family. Do something about it. I said to us, I'm praying this prayer from now to December. We've started about almost 2 months now. This pattern cannot continue. It is too dangerous. It is too dangerous. Hallelujah. Somebody need to sincerely seek the double portion. Somebody need to be tired and say, no, I'm not going to continue like every other person in my family. If everybody is a failure, I refuse to be a failure. If nobody wins, I refuse to lose. I will win. Hallelujah. Let's rise on our feet today. I want us to rise on our feet to pray. Oh, sincerely, I want us to rise on our feet to pray. I need people who really, really want to pray. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. Every issues that has delayed everyone in my family, I break free from me today. Every repetitive issues, every issues that everybody continue to keep on doing, I came today to break free from me. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Break free from every issues. Everything that stop everyone. Every issues that delay everyone. I want you to break free from me today. Just break free from me today. I refuse to repeat the mistake of my father. I refuse to repeat the mistake of my mother. Pray for yourself this morning. pray for yourself this morning. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. Every demon that operates in my Father's house, I am different. You cannot operate in my life. I break free from you. I am totally different. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. You evil demon of my Father's house, you will not control my life. Demon that will not allow marriage to stay, you will not control my life. Demons that will not allow us to have money, I am not your candidate. Pray for yourself. Demon that will not allow us to have a career, I am not your candidate. Pray for yourself this morning. 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 Maroka shobregegede. Ibrada koshogede. Pray for yourself this morning. I am not your candidate. You wicked spirit of my Father's house, I am not your candidate. Pray for yourself this morning. Pray for yourself. Liga de bregegede. Ibregegegegede. Baroka shonto yegede. Ekeke baroka tagade. In Jesus' name we pray. I want somebody to pray today. I just sense it in my spirit. You've already been discouraged. Lord, when will you answer me? When will you answer me? I've been praying. I don't want to repeat the mistake of my mother. But this mistake is facing me to the eyes. That somebody may be you. It may be me. We are going to cry to God. Elisha refused every distraction. Even Elijah said, sit. He said, I'm not sitting. He said, I will go. We are going to pray. Hold somebody by the hand. Somebody that can pray. I want you to pray for somebody that can pray. Hold somebody that can pray. Male brekota. Likede bregede. Hold somebody. We are going to pray. Now this is the prayer you are going to pray. You are saying, I agree with you. You will not repeat the mistake of your family. Everything that stopped them in your Father's house, it will not stop you. Everything that stopped them in your mother's house, it will not stop you. Pray for that person. Pray for that person. Pray for that person. Every demonic influences that stopped them in your Father's house, what make everybody to be sick at a particular age? What make everybody to lose it at a particular age? It will not affect you in any way. Pray for that person. Pray for that person. Pray for that person. Pray for that person. Whatever the enemy is programming against you, I cancel it today. I cancel it today. Link it to break it up. Libre de. In Jesus' name we pray. Still pray for that person. You are going to, I agree with you. Whatever you are praying for today, heaven will give it to you. Pray for that person. Pray for that person. Are you seeking healing? God will give you. You are seeking prosperity? God will give you. You are seeking promotion? God will give you. Pray for that person. 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 Likati bragodo. Ike koto baro dogodo. Pray for that person. Whatever you are trusting God for, I agree with you. It will surely come to pass. It will surely come to pass. Marokasha baro dodede. Jesus, here we pray. I'm going to pray for us because of our time. But there's a name that keeps on ringing in my head as I was praying. That name is Juliet. I don't know it's Juliet. We are going to pray for that person. We are not going to lose Juliet. In the name of Jesus, every power that wants to snatch Juliet away from our midst, Lord, we cancel it today in the name of Jesus. Every orchestration of the wicked that says it is time for Juliet to end it all, Lord, we cancel it today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. My Lord and my Father, I pray for everyone here. Every pattern that keep on coming up in your life, every issues that delay mom and dad that keep on showing up in your life, I stand together with you this morning. And I rebuke them today in the name of Jesus. The source of negative powers in your father's house that keep on showing up on the day that you're supposed to manifest, I break it free. I break you free from it today in the name of Jesus. The demonic power that operates at the second heavens that keep on affecting your life, that keep on using people against you, that keep on using system against you, I break you free from it today in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, every written code that says you will not get double portion, every written code that says you will not settle in England, every written code that says your marriage will not work, every written code that says your children will not manifest, I break you free from it today in the name of Jesus. Unctions to manifest, unction to excel, unction to make it, I release it to your life right now in the name of Jesus. Grace will help you. As you pray and praise, mercy will release what you are looking for. Thank you, mighty Father. We worship you, adore you. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Let's put hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah.